This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? How about blissed? I'm blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today is Friday, February 17th, 2012. We're broadcasting live from Studio A, Amplitude Modulation 1140 in the dial, KHFX, the Tall Talk of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. And Amplitude Modulation 560 on the dial, KWTO, the powerhouse of the Midwest. Your threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. So link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you're driving and you can't write your class notes, or if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you need that you've heard on the broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. There's a link right there, usaprepares.com. Our producer today is Alice at Republic Broadcasting Show. He's smiling, always grinning, and proactive. I've got some great news. My friend and fellow broadcaster, Michael Rivero, will be back on Republic Broadcasting on Monday. He'll be broadcasting the 2 hours preceding this broadcast, usaprepares.com, and Mike Rivera will be broadcasting with me during the full hour of usaprepares.com on Monday. So welcome back, Mike Rivero. And, our usaprepares.com instructor, Bill Whaley, helicopter pilot, Vietnam veteran, he's hailing from Illinois, the live-off junk instructor, he stopped by this week, and he made it to the Jim Baker television show. Congratulations, Bill Whaley. And let's see, today our class is focused on starting your own microbusiness, something that's near and dear to my heart. Janice Campbell's with me today. She is a microbusiness entrepreneur and our newest USAprepares.com instructor. Welcome, Janice Campbell.
Hey, Vincent. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is just great to have you in the broadcast classroom with us today. You know, Janice, you've started your own successful business. Can we? We've got a couple minutes before the first break. Can we talk about just what is a micro business?
Micro business is a one-person, debt-free business that can produce a full-time income, and you can do it anywhere you want.
Let's see if I've got this right. Are we talking about no boss?
No boss. And no cubicle.
You know, I remember years ago when I used to work for some banks in this country, and, you know, you'd start out with a desk, and then maybe, just maybe, if you really did a great job, you could get a cubicle. And man, oh man, if you get a cubicle, then maybe you could get an office somewhere without a window. And if you made it to the big time, a window. And so here we're talking about starting your own business with no boss, no cubicle, and the window of your choice.
Lots of windows.
And you can make your own hours.
You can. So if you have children or if you're caregiving for someone, you fit it into your life. You don't have to make your life fit your work.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And by the way, that's what I do. I'm retired. I'm a retired computer systems designer for banks and entrepreneur of many, many years ago. And I just, you know, Janice, I'm unemployable. Nobody would hire me because my work ethic and theirs just don't fit together.
I think all the best entrepreneurs are unemployable.
Janice Campbell, we're going to talk about starting your own business, just what a micro business is, and how you can start your own. We're going to a couple commercial breaks. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. And if you're interested in starting your own business, you need to stay tuned. I'm Vin Fennelli. We'll be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is USAPrepares.com. Janice Campbell's with me today. She's a micro-business entrepreneur and our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. She's an author, writer, speaker, and a consultant. She hails from Virginia. Janice Campbell is teaching us how to start your own micro-business. Your classroom reaches 7 states, and on a clear day, 8 or 9, we broadcast worldwide on the Internet, republicbroadcasting.org, TalkStream Live, Freedom1610.com, Freedom1610.com, and Newstalk560.com. Click on Listen Live. So, joining our broadcast class already in session at KHFX, AM 1140, Dallas, Fort Worth, the Tall Talk of Texas, is KWTO, AM 560, Springfield, Missouri, the powerhouse of the Midwest. Gary, you're looking good. Gary's going to be at the meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30. Dental preparedness tonight with Dr. Howard Shane of Fox Grape Family Dentistry. Bring your cavities and your questions. Dr. Shane will be the one dressed in the white lab coat. Hey, by the way, Bill Whaley, our live-off junk instructor, he's in town. He is just returning from his television debut with Jim Baker. He'll be at the meetup tonight. Meetup tonight, dental preparedness, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30, right after the broadcast class. And so if you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. It's $5.99, married, single, or wannabe. You're going to meet lots of people just like you. So bring your questions about dental hygiene and emergency dentistry. Our dentist is in. So one last thing. We're interested in catering services, marketing expertise, and graphics design for the expo, April 28th and 29th. If that sounds like you, come see us at the meetup tonight, 5:30. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. We're going to be taking your calls today, 800-313-9443. Janice Campbell, we're talking about how to start your own micro business. Janice, it's so good to have you on the classroom with us. So let's talk about the micro business. It's a small business. You can do it from home. How do you get one of these things started?
I think the best way to start is to look at what you love to do. What is it that, you know, you're doing it, time slips away, you zone out, you're not there anymore, and all of a sudden you come back and you realize, a lot of time passed, and you were having an absolute blast. What is that one thing?
Yeah. So are you saying that if you've got a hobby, if you've got a passion, you can turn it into a micro business?
You can. I like to say you can earn what you love, you know, earn what you need, doing what you love from wherever you are, because it's true. You've seen it happening. People who love fishing businesses, they get into being fishing guides, they get into tying flies, they get into doing all those fun things. You see people who enjoy scrapbooking, they turn it into a business. They teach other people how to do it. There's a process, and you can take what you know, transmit it, use it, cash in on it.
Scrapbooking, you know, you mentioned that, and there's an expo here in Springfield, Missouri, and a woman who was passionate about scrapbooking wanted to get the word out to everyone. And so she has a huge expo on scrapbooking, and people from all over the country come to Springfield, Missouri to her scrapbooking expo. So there you have it. I mean, there's proof that she turned her passion into a micro business. Yeah. Okay, So now we know what a micro business can be. It can be your passion. What does it take? What kind of a person can do this?
You know, I've seen it happen with people who are very, very young. I was at a homeschool conference last year in Arizona, and there was a whole row of young entrepreneurs, and they had turned an amazing variety of things into micro businesses. There was one young lady selling gluten-free baked goods because she had to eat gluten-free stuff, so she created some amazing stuff. She had a business card and a professional demeanor, and she was handing stuff out, and she was 12 years old. There was another young man who was about, I think he said he was 17 at the time. He was doing iron-forged tools and replica hardware, things for the kitchen. He did beautiful work. Mm-hmm. And he said he had quite a lot of work. So it doesn't matter if you're young. I've seen, well, we all know about Grandma Moses, who started painting, and her work hangs in museums, and she didn't start painting until she was about 80.
Fabulous, fabulous stories. Janice, we've got a caller, Bill from Missouri. Bill, you're on with Janice Campbell and me, Vin Finelli.
Hello, Mr. Finelli.
Ooh, this sounds like Bill Whaley. Is this you?
This is me, the junk man.
You're in town?
I was listening to part of your program here. I've been running in and out and trying to catch some of it at the same time and thought I'd better call to kind of give you some good information. good news. Ever since I hear you have a new expo coming up, the 28th and 29th.
Yeah, that's true. And April 28th and 29th.
And I'm calling to let you know, if it wasn't for your expos, doors has opened for me as the junk man, and it's just unbelievable. And I'd like to urge all your listeners to come to this expos. It's something they should not miss, because it's just mind-boggling the doors that has opened for me. I've gone worldwide on TV now with just by coming to your expos.
Well, thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate it. And are you going to be at the meetup tonight?
We're going to be at the meetup to answer any questions anybody may know of me that has any question. We'd be glad to answer any questions for them. But I just wanted to call and thank you and your station for having me at your expos and putting me on there and opening all these doors for me. It's unlimited.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much, Bill Whaley. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Janice, that's something else. Bill Whaley became an entrepreneur with his passion for junk and finding ways of using junk, and he wanted to teach people. So there you have it. So there's another micro another micro business built out of junk.
Hey, you can do it with anything you have.
Okay. So Janice, what about funding? You know, you always hear that takes money to make money. How do you address that?
You know what? It's easier to make money if you start out with a trust fund or a rich daddy or all those good things. But I think that most of us who are entrepreneurs start out because we need money, not because we have it. And honestly, the way you start is to do what you can with what you have. And then as you market what you have, sell it, you know, provide the service, whatever you're going to do, you fund the next stage of the business with what you make from the first stage. It's a self-funding proposition. It doesn't have to be credit cards and debt and venture capitalists and going on TV on those shows where they tell you that your idea is just awful because it's not going to make $7 million the first year.
Yeah.
You don't need $7 million the first year to get started in a micro business. The reason it's micro is because it's manageable.
You know, that's a really good point. I have a micro business. I'm a farmer, and I raise black Angus cows, and that's my micro business. And because I wanted to teach people about preparedness, and because I have some family members that think I'm a little off the edge, I thought I'd bring some experts in to have them tell my family members that that you really need to be concerned, and you need to be able to start your own business, and you really need to think outside the box. So this passion of mine about preparedness and teaching others how they can do it too, and how they can be independent from the system, meaning the food system if they want, slightly independent from having a boss. They can do all these things. They just need to realize that it is within their control to be free from the typical types of lives that most people have. So that's my passion, and it turned into a micro business.
You know, it does. I think there's a five-step process that I talk about when I'm teaching micro business. The first step is to do something. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to teach, go ahead and do it first. Become good at it. Second step is just start talking about it. Communicate about it. Touch lives of people around you. Let them know how you can help them. Third step is to go ahead and start teaching it in a little more formal atmosphere. What we have here today is good. Classes at the county or classes, you know, in a craft store, classes anywhere you like. And then finally, you package and you multiply. And there you go.
Sounds pretty easy. Sounds pretty simple. Janice Campbell, she's hailing from Virginia. And we're talking about how to start your own business. If you would like to call in, if you got a question for Janice about how you can start your own business, 800-313-9443. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about how to start your own business today with Janice Campbell. She's a consultant, an author, a writer, and an entrepreneur. Janice, we just heard a commercial, an advertisement for Freeze Dry Guy. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is a friend of mine. We talk maybe once a week on the phone. We talk about all kinds of things. And he was in the Army Special Forces. He has a passion about freeze-dried food. So years ago, he started a micro-business of his own in the freeze-dried food business, and now he is one of the largest, if not the largest, provider of freeze-dried foods in the country. So there's another success story. There's another guy who I don't think he would make a real good employee. He's an independent thinker. He's kind of like us, doesn't take orders real well, and does very, very well. He has a passion about the food business, and he's very, very successful.
That's the fun thing about a micro business. It can be whatever you're interested in and know about. You come out of the military with a lot of skills.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you probably enjoy, some of them not so much, but whatever they are, people coming out of the military, you don't have to look for a job. You can create your own. And I just love that concept.
Yeah, I do too. So, Janice, does it take a lot of money to do this? I mean, let's say, for example, let's pick a business that someone might start this afternoon. Can you just pick one?
Okay. So one of the most hated tasks any homeowner faces is spring cleaning or window washing. There's a couple right there.
Okay.
So say that you're really good at window washing. You need to go buy a squeegee.
Mm-hmm.
You need to check your county laws, see if there's anything, business licenses or permits you need to get. Our county doesn't even require that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to find something to hand out. You need to walk door to door. You need to figure out how to get your first clients. If you happen to have a neighbor who's elderly, one way you could do it is walk over and say, hey, I'm a window washer by trade. I'm your neighbor. I just like to do this for you as a neighborly gesture. But, you know, if you don't mind telling your friends, and there you go. You're started in business. You're liable to get some word-of-mouth references, which are the best kind of advertising you possibly can have. And you've started a small business.
There you go. So now you're established, and you've got $15 in that long-handle squeegee. You probably have that bucket lying around anyway. So all you need is the window washing solution, whatever that might be. And now you're a window washer.
Exactly. And the more professional you look, the better you are. So make your T-shirt match your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Look good, look clean,
mm-hmm.
and show up. And when you say you're going to be somewhere, be somewhere. When you have a micro business, your integrity is a whole lot more important than your starting bank account.
Well, there you go. And, you know, it's funny you say it that way. But when I was about 10 years old, I started my first business. I mowed lawns in the neighborhood. And once I mowed, we had a neighbor who just wasn't able to. He was ill, so I just was filling in for him mowing his own lawn. And I just mowed it, and he gave me $4 to cut an acre back in the 1960s. It took me all day. But and then another neighbor saw me and said, shoot, can you mow my lawn? And then another neighbor, and that's how it happened for me. So I was presentable. I did a really good job, and I did what I said I was going to do, and the business just took off. So
that's how it works. It's usually organic in that way. My first business, I started taking avocados around the neighborhood in my little red wagon,
mm-hmm.
and I put them in there by size. The big ones were 35 cents, and the smaller ones, you know, 25 and so forth, and they were beautiful, and they were nicely arranged, and you know, cute little kid with a little red wagon. How can you resist? And I sold like $100 a year of those things until I was too old and embarrassed to drag around a red wagon.
And so you were an entrepreneur at a very early age.
Very early, yes. And, you know, I never quit. It was one business after the other all my life. It's just in your blood. And if it's not gotten there yet because you've been afraid to start, all you have to do is figure out where the first step is, and mm-hmm. then move.
How important is it to be online?
You know, that is, for me, that is a huge part of my business because I write and sell books and I speak to people. And so it's my way of communicating. It's my way of marketing without actually being pushy because all I'm giving is information. If they want to buy something, that's great, but I'm giving them information for free. For the first-time microbusiness owner, you need to have at minimum a LinkedIn page, a page on LinkedIn.com that just tells your professional profile and who you are. And when you're starting in the do stage of a microbusiness, just doing your work,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be online yet. So just start doing.
Janice Campbell, I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about how to start your own business. We've got some callers stacked up. We're going to get to you in just a couple minutes when we come back on the other side of this break. USAPrepares.com. You've got the questions about how to start your business. Janice Campbell is your consultant and instructor. We'll be right back.
USAPrepares.com now offers Berkey water filters, the same water filters that USAPrepares.com instructors and their families use. USAPrepares.com has the lowest prices because they buy in large quantities and pass on the savings to their class. Berkey water filters, supplies, and Berkey sport bottles available right now at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I am at the controls. And with me is Janice Campbell from Virginia. We are talking about micro businesses. You know, we just heard another commercial from another company that was a micro business, the Total Transformation. They started out and they grew and grew and grew. And now it's they're almost on every radio station you can think of. So there you go, another company, another micro business, starting out very, very small. Okay, we're talking about LinkedIn.com, how that would help. Janice, what else do we need to do if we get outside of the window washing business, if we want to grow?
Well, the next thing you do, of course, you talk about it, you network with people in your community, let them know what you do, let them know how it would benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is a wonderful thing because you don't have to be selling. You just say, you know, I washed the windows for City Hall, and it was just amazing. They didn't have to replace them after all because you can now see through them or whatever. You know, this cool little blurb, whatever selling point that you happen to have. A lot of times, though, if you've picked something other than window washing that you're really passionate about, if it's not an emergency business startup, many micro-businesses start up, like the window washing business, when there's an emergency, when someone's been laid off, which has happened a lot recently. But a lot of times, you know, you have time to think of it and go into it with a hobby mindset, and you have stuff. And so you're already talking to people. You're already talking to the Quilt Guild or the scrapbooking group or, you know, whatever it happens to be. So talking is your second step. And your LinkedIn is your online form of talking. It has a sketchy little outline. Now, if you're doing a creative business, you also want to be on Facebook. Make yourself a Facebook page. You'll have a friend account, a personal friend account for all your personal peeps. And if you want to post what you had for breakfast there, that's fine. Go ahead. However, you also want a business page. And you just create that in the name of your business. And you post tips and hints and notices of upcoming events and sales and cool pictures of projects you've completed, all kinds of things. Online gives you a lot of free ways to market. And so that communication step, your second step after doing, is the perfect place is online and in the community, depending on what you're doing.
Okay. Now, how important is a website?
A website is your home online. You know, LinkedIn and Facebook don't really belong to you. You can pop on, you can do things there, but if they happen to decide they don't like something you've said, if something doesn't, you know, suit their policies or whatever, they can yank your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a home online, and you need to have domain names. I purchased mine from GoDaddy. You can purchase them from most anywhere. Just Google buy domain names,
mm-hmm.
and easy enough.
Yeah, that's where I got mine, GoDaddy.
Right, $10-$12 a year, depending mm-hmm. on how long you buy it for. And then you host your website. And GoDaddy offers nice little hosting packages. If you get to having a bunch of sites as I do, you can buy a virtual private server. You can even buy a virtual server, whatever you want to do. Or you can start storing them in the cloud. I've started storing mine in the cloud. But all that is for your web guy, because after you're starting to make a little money, you can put some money into your website. But until you're making money, just get the basic domain name, get it hosted, and start using WordPress.org on it. That's WordPress.org, and it's free software, and that gives you a basis for a website that you can edit all by yourself. It's just like writing an email.
You know, it's really interesting. I came to the same exact conclusion. I'm using a different service, and I decided after doing some research that WordPress.org is where I wanted to go also. Very interesting. We've got a caller on the line, Dale from North Carolina. You're on with Janice Campbell.
Well, hello there, Vince and Janet.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Doing well, thank you.
How can we
interesting,
help?
Interesting topic you got here, and someone who's had a lot of experience in this, I'd like to put in my two cents.
Okay, go.
Okay, you're kind of making it sound like it's just pretty too darn easy to start a business. Well, say, for example, your window washing scheme, for example. You go spray, you go to clean the windows, but you did whatever you're cleaning the windows would takes the paint off the house. Now you got a problem on your hand.
So, Dale, are you saying that we should just forget it, you know, don't even start?
No, I'm just saying that you've got to be prepared for all kinds of situations. Let's take another example. Here's Susie over here. She likes to bake, so she decides, well, I'm going to bake some cookies for somebody. Okay, well, her neighbors get it. Well, I like her. Susie makes some good cookies. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and order some from her. Well, guy goes to eat it and has a major attack and has to end up in a hospital. Now what do you got in your hands?
I'll tell you what, Dale. What do you do for a living, Dale?
Well, I'm a woodworker and self-taught website designer.
Okay, so are you in business?
Well, let me just put another thing this way, okay? I would be in business, but hard to compete against the prices that people sell stuff at Walmart. I'm a woodworker by trade, but nobody wants to pay for quality. They think I can go to the store and buy something four or five times, and I'm going to make out better than if they paid me once. It would have lasted to save them trip to the store four or five times for what they bought. But they see the low price, and they say, well, I'm going to get that. But then they have to replace it five or six times down the road.
Dale, the thing you have to remember is you've got to communicate those differences, and you've got to market to the right audience. You need to market to the people who care about quality. Ignore the people who are not your market, because if you put up information that talks about the quality and the beauty and the durability of your products, and you price your products where it can sustain you, you can make a living doing that. You have to attract the right people, which means you have to put up your advertising or your online opportunities in places where your audience, the people who can pay for your stuff, will see it. And I want to hop back really quickly to your first couple of points. You had some very good points. It's a good idea to have insurance, but it's also a very good idea to be very, very careful about what kind of business you pick. If you pick window washing, use vinegar and water. It's a great substance, and it probably won't hurt anything.
Janice?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Second thing, if you deal with anything involving food or items for children, there are a lot of laws involved, and that is not a direction I recommend unless you really, really research it and be very, very careful into what you get into.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I used to teach college classes and also high school and even earlier than that, and I taught something called mini-max regret, and that is you want to minimize your maximum regret. So if you think that you might be putting something on somebody's window that might take the paint off, and if that's your maximum regret, don't do it. And if you think you might be poisoning somebody, don't do it. So, yeah, we're all on the same page. Janice, so I'm an advocate of not letting fears get in the way of starting your own business. So there's so many people that, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but they didn't because they're afraid to. So let's just put that by. And let's continue on with let's start our business.
Okay. Once you've done those steps, that doing, so that you know you're good at something, like mm-hmm. Dale's woodworking, like my writing, mm-hmm. All those things, the things that you do with the computers, when you know you're good, when you know the ins and outs of your profession, you're not going to make as many mistakes as someone who's a newbie and just trying to jump into something they think will be profitable. I think one of the big mistakes many people make is thinking they have to go into a field where it's going to make them lots of money right off the bat. As we've talked about.
It's something that's a very interesting point. When I decided to do our first expo, people said to me, you can't make a lot of money at this. And I said, I'm not trying to make any money at this. And then when people said to me, are you making money on radio? And I go, I'm not here to make any money. I'm not trying to make any money. It's not my focus. My focus is to get the information out. So a lot of people think I'm nuts for not having money as a focus. It's not even in my equation.
You know what? You do the right thing, and the money follows. That is something that I found, because my first book came about when I was invited to speak for free at a homeschool group, and she said, bring your book. Because I'd been speaking on this particular topic for a while, and I somehow or another she'd gotten the idea that I had a book on it. And it was a couple months out, I didn't have the book yet, and I thought, you know, doggone, I'm going to have a book. And sure enough, by the time that rolled around, I had written a book. I had a ton of notes compiled. I had a lot of information. It wasn't like I had to go out and research. Wrote the book. I printed up a bunch, put them on the table beside where I was speaking, and sold every single one that I took that night. That was a lesson for me, because I went to give away information for free. They could have gone home without my book, but they wanted to take me home with them in the mm-hmm. form of that book. And I think almost any business has that potential. That's the teach step, in a sense. You do the right thing. You give information. You share. You teach. And some of it you charge for, yes. Some of it you give because it's the right thing to do.
Let me give you a concrete example. It just happened. We heard it a few minutes ago. Bill Whaley, on my screen, I get to see who the callers are. But it just said Bill from Missouri. Well, Bill's not from Missouri, but he happened to be calling from Missouri. And I didn't know it was Bill Whaley until he came on. I recognized his voice. Well, he came to the expo, and he asked me if he could exhibit and tell people about how they can save money and how they can reuse junk, things that other people throw away. And he came to the expo not selling a single thing. There's nothing that he just had information. And so here he became the guy that other people wanted to hire to take him home to help them with saving them money and saving them energy. And now he's on television, within 6 months. So there you have it. The exact same thing that you're talking about happened to the guy that just called us maybe 30 minutes ago, Bill Whaley, Live Off Junk, USAPreparedness.com instructor. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. So the whole point of this, the main point of this lesson, I guess, is if you're passionate about something, if you really love it, you actually can do it, and maybe the money will follow. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. I think that the guarantee is if you're passionate about it, someone else is going to be. And there's mm-hmm. going to be people, if you know about it, you're passionate about it, and you're willing to share, there's going to be people who are just now starting to unravel it. They want to know something about it, too. They want to become an expert like you. And even if you don't know every single thing there is to know about your product or your service or whatever it is, you're a lot farther down the road than they are. Light some lamps. Brighten up the road behind you and take those people along with you. They're there. They're waiting. They're looking for someone to follow. So that's what creating a micro business really is.
Okay. So regardless of what your passion is, if you have a passion and it's your hobby, you can actually never go to work again. You can just have fun doing what you do, like you do and I do. I mean, this isn't work for me. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I spend a lot of time at it, but it's not work.
I haven't worked for years. Honestly, I come in to my nice office in, six steps from the kitchen or so, push aside a cat or two on the desk, enjoy writing, talking to people, just doing the things that I really, really enjoy doing, hopefully touching lives, changing lives, making people able to go on and do what they need to be doing in their life. But there's just so many opportunities, and it really does not matter. I mean, who would have thought you could make a business out of junk?
Well, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
And you know what? He's earning money from it now. He's famous now because there's so many other people who want to learn to make a business out of junk. Because you know what? Junk is one of those things. It does not take a lot of money to get started.
Well, yeah, and he's actually been invited to travel to the Philippines to teach people. So now he's going to be a world traveler.
It's amazing. Opportunities multiply when you're doing something that you need to be doing. When you love what you do, it happens. I think because you put a lot more energy and passion into it, people know. People understand that you are going to be the person to help them out. And so whatever your field, raising goldfish, making whatever it is, great tortillas, you can make a business out of it.
Very, very interesting. So we're gonna look at an inexpensive website. We're going to go to LinkedIn.com. We're going to go to Facebook. What else do we need to know about? We need to network. And, talking about networking, we have a meetup tonight at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. And what's happening is this meetup, we have experts that are involved in USAPreparedness.com, the expo and the radio broadcast. We all meet up, and they're listeners, and they want to meet other people just like them, and they're networking, and they're building their business. And they're even spinoffs of our meetup. Our meetup is spawning other meetups. Isn't that fascinating?
That's a lot of fun. You know, and the similar things happen online. And Twitter is another social media source that has been a very interesting thing. You can get on Twitter and find a lot of people who are interested in the same things you are. I enjoy children's literature, for example, and every week there's a kidlit chat. And to find that, you put a hashtag, which is the pound sign on your keyboard, and kidlit chat, and then all the conversations about that come up, and people get together and they talk about writing, the business of writing, the craft of writing, all these things. You can find prepper chat. You can find almost anything online or off. Go to it.
We're talking about starting your own business. Janice Campbell, USAPreparedUs.com instructor. She's going to be at the USAPreparedUs.com Get Prepared Expo, April 28th and 29th, Springfield, Missouri. You're going to get a chance to meet her. I'm Vin Finelli. We're going to come right back after these few short commercial announcements.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, gang, there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Howard Shane. Thanks so much, Manny. Appreciate it. Dr. Howard Shane's going to be there, and we're going to be at the meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, And we're going to be talking about preventive dentistry, dental preparedness. And Dr. Shane's going to be wearing the white lab coat, so you'll recognize him. Bring your cavities. Bring your questions. He's going to be answering our questions. It's going to be probably an hour and a half or 2 hours of dentistry. So everything you want to know about dentistry with USAPrepares.com. Senior instructor and dentist, Dr. Howard Shane of Fox Grape Family Dentistry. Janice Campbell's on with me today. We're talking about starting your own micro business. What? How do you get different streams of income, Janice? How can we do that?
Well, that's one of the most important parts of having a micro business. If you want to create a business with one person, you need multiple streams just to help support you. So you need both active streams and passive streams. Active streams are where you're out there, you're doing something, and you have to be there in order to generate the income. If I go out and teach a writing class, that's active income.
Mm-hmm.
Now, passive income is even better because it's income that comes in whether you do anything or not. It is doing something that will pay you forever. Do it once, it pays you forever, like writing a book, creating something that endlessly generates. If you happen to be very good at producing, you know, homemade videos, and you'd create videos of how to tie flies or decorate cakes, whatever, you post it online, people can buy it and download it for, you know, anytime they want to around the clock, that's passive income. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So in your case, it's really simple. You've written books and you have book sales, so that's passive. And then active is you go out and meet people and speak and come to events like the Get Prepared Expo.
Exactly, and I love doing that. And while I'm there, I also sell a few books and maybe meet some interesting people to do further, you know, conferences with, or even radio shows like today's, which was really nice.
So when you were in Dallas, Texas, you had no idea that what was going to happen today and us meeting each other and so forth was going to work out like this?
Not at all. You know, when any time an entrepreneur decides to make an investment in going to a conference, it's an investment. It's not an expense. And I think that's one of the main things entrepreneurs need to know. Networking, sharing information, being available, it's all part of getting out there and creating those streams of income. How is anyone ever going to purchase your services or your products unless they see you, unless they hear about it, unless they know it's available? So invest in conferences. Invest in networking opportunities. Just be there.
Yeah, be visible. And to get in touch with Janice Campbell, there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com, right-hand page. You'll see Janice Campbell, and you'll see the link. Janice, do you want to give any other information about how to get in touch with you?
You can go to doingwhatmatters.com, which is one of my blogs, and everydayeducation.com. You can buy my books if you like.
Janice, you're going to be at the expo. You're going to be back on the radio with me. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to teach a lot more people how to start their own business. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30, corner Sunshine and Glenstone, Dental Preparedness. See you there. Janice, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vincent. Look forward to being there next time.
You'll be back. When your index is low.